It's interesting, as I said, that you brought up this issue of benefit, because I think what I've been hearing about encorafenib and binimetinib is the question of whether it's better tolerated. How do you compare the toxicity profiles and sort of quality life with these three regimens?
I think that if you look at the data, encorafenib and binimetinib does have a lower risk of fever and chills than dabrafenib and trametinib, and I think that's one of the major problems with dabrafenib and trametinib. You have patients with rigors and chills and high fevers, and sometimes they have to go to an emergency room because of that. Vemurafenib and cobimetinib has a lot of skin toxicity. I think that's kind of the main thing. Sun sensitivity and rashes and some GI issues. Encorafenib and binimetinib, if you look at the clinical trial data, I think it does seem to be the best tolerated BRAF and MEK combination. That might be the case because it's just newer, and maybe it's our feeling that we have a lot of experience with toxicities of the other BRAF and MEK inhibitor combinations, and therefore it's kind of our old friend. We know them good and bad and otherwise with dab, tram, and vem, cobi, and we've seen all the toxicities with those. And so we're attracted to the new kid on the block, the encorafenib and binimetinib, just because we haven't had as much experience with it yet. And we look at the clinical trial data, but we haven't really treated patients to a great extent with it. So we don't really know a lot about the toxicities as much other than looking at the clinical trial data. But I do think there is this notion that's out there that perhaps it has a better tolerability profile than either dab-tram and vem-cobi. And so I would say I think that it remains a very attractive first-line option for patients with BRAF mutant melanoma when they're considering either initial treatment or treatment after immune therapy to go with encorafenib and binimetinib. I'm personally excited about it, and I think we have to try to see which are the patients for which BRAF inhibitor combination. I've come up with little algorithms in my mind about who might be best for one versus the other. I don't know if this is correct, but in the end of the day, we have to choose. And so I've kind of tried to think about this, and historically, older patients I've found don't tolerate the dabrafenib and trametinib fevers very well. So that's a patient I might think for vem-cobi or for encorafenib and binimetinib. Younger patients could tolerate the fevers with dab-tram better, and so I think, you know, that's obviously a good choice for many of them. And then patients who are out in the sun a lot or being very active, the vem-cobi rashes might be more problematic. So these kinds of things, I'm still trying to figure out, even in my own practice, who should get what. And a lot of times, honestly, it's dependent on insurance approvals. What drug can you get in a patient's mouth the fastest? So we try one. If it doesn't work with the insurance companies, we just go for another one very quickly.